Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 8th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, To Fear or Not to Fear? That is the question.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples returned once more to Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple area, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders approached him and said to him, By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them? Jesus said to them, I shall ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or of human origin? Answer me. They discussed this among themselves and said, If we say of heavenly origin, he will say, Then why did you not believe him? But shall we say of human origin? They feared the crowd, for they all thought John was really a prophet. So they said to Jesus in reply, We do not know. Then Jesus said to them, Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things. The Gospel of our Lord. Fear can be a good thing. It keeps us from doing dangerous things, like running into traffic or walking on the edge of a really tall building. I mention that because I have a fear of heights. Yet I overcame my fear enough to learn how to dive off the high board at the swimming pool and even ride a few Ferris wheels. Until I realized that even though I proved I could do them, I really didn't enjoy Ferris wheels. So I stopped. But in our gospel today, the scribes and the Pharisees let fear immobilize them. They cared too much about what others thought of them to the point that they couldn't make a decision because of that fear. And Jesus knew it. He could see into their hearts. And he saw the fear they had of what the world thought of them. Their whole lives revolved around how they were viewed on external appearances. That's a danger I think many of us can fall into. Is our life of faith going to be well received in our workplace? In our families? If we share our beliefs with others, what will they think of us? Will they treat us differently? Will they turn away from us? In these situations, fear is not a good thing. It can immobilize us from speaking the much-needed good news. As we look around our world, we see hopelessness, frustration, division. Christ is our bridge to the Father, the healing. If we are too afraid to share our faith, we can lose a chance to offer comfort and healing to our world. Christ has said he will be with us always. He can look into our hearts. He knows our fears. He can help us overcome them. Today we remember St. Charles Lwanda and the martyrs that died with him. Because of their faith and love of God, they were not afraid to die for that faith. For most of us, martyrdom is not really a fear we have to face. The most we face are people taking offense at us, or laughing at our beliefs, or being angry about what we have to say. It is a fear that we can overcome and refuse to let it immobilize us. I still remember the clammy palms and the hesitant steps I took as a young girl climbing up the high dive ladder. It was a real fear. I overcame it somehow, earned my lifeguard status, and it was exciting to actually take that dive and plunge into the cold, clear water. Overcoming our fears can bring us a new perspective, or in a preacher's life, a chance to make a real difference in someone else's life. I have a feeling it's worth the plunge.